This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As David and Catherine and I were talking about as we got going today, there is a budget deal in Washington and a debt limit deal. So we are going to be spared threats of government shutdowns and defaults on our debt all the way clear to 2017, which makes this, in all likelihood, the very last budget showdown between the Obama administration and the 114th Congress. The era of good feelings redux, then, for the history majors among you? Well, not quite, but at the very least, both the public and private sectors can count on a touch of certainty. Marketplace's Andy Euler explains how that might play out.
One upshot of the deal? If you're an everyday government employee, at least for now, you're not going to wake up one morning and find that you're on unpaid leave. If you're a civil electrician for the U.S. Navy like Milton Rowe, the implications are a little bit bigger.
These guys need us to be there for them so that they have the lights on the boat. You know, they have power to the ships, the planes get launched, the hangars are working, they have the right tools and gear.
Rose getting to go to work every day speaks to just how vast the government's reach is, whether it's an electrician working for the military or a ranger at national parks. Rose says if nothing else, this deal makes him feel like he and the other 4 million federal government employees matter.
Now I know that the government, you know, maybe kind of cares about me as a federal employee, because at times you think, you know, that the government doesn't really look at federal employees as valued assets.
It's such a bad thing to close down the government because it makes the federal government look like they can't govern. And people lose confidence in government. And in the long run, that's very important.
Ron Haskins, a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution, says the deal is also important for businesses. It allows us to not worry about defaulting on the nation's debt until at least March of 2017.
Biggest fear of business is that we're somehow going to damage the nation's credit. So I think business would be plenty satisfied.
Haskins says the deal gives us a couple years of stability, but it doesn't address the nation's underlying fiscal problems. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.